There is no sin more deadly than the sin of pride. We always have the temptation to boast in ourselves, to hold ourselves up before God and before men. Pride, after all, was the first sin in the garden, and it is the source of all other sins. And the season of Lent, which we are now in, brings along with it its own special temptations towards pride. We are tempted to think that what we give up, or maybe what we don't give up, makes a difference in the sight of God. Paul, in our epistle reading for today, speaks against this pride. There is no room for boasting before the Lord. So Paul says, beginning in verse 27, "Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith." In the previous paragraph in Romans chapter 3, Paul shows why we are righteous at all before the Lord. And he shows us that it's not because of what we have done. We are all sinners. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. We have all failed to keep God's commands and failed to do his will. And therefore, we are all rightly condemned. Nothing in ourselves will make us righteous. Nothing that we do can change our standing before God. But the Father gave us Jesus to be our righteousness, even though we didn't deserve it. And when we know that Jesus is the reason why we are righteous at all, then we have no room for boasting. Why should we be proud of the things that we have done when we know that they count for nothing before God? Why would we hold up our own works as small and as corrupted as they are when we know that that's not what really matters? When we do that, Christians, it's kind of like someone taking credit for someone else's work. And think about how you would react in a situation like that, where you did 99% of the work, and someone comes along and insists that they're going to put their name on it too. We'd be rightly angry. They had nothing to do with it. Their small contribution really doesn't change anything. Then why do we try to do the same thing with salvation? Jesus did all of the work. We did nothing. Anything that we do only makes our debt worse. So why should I pretend as if my works, as if what I do, somehow makes a difference? But Jesus has made us righteous by his blood. He has saved us while we were still sinners. As Paul says in verse 28, "For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law." That is the very heart of what it means to be a Christian. But pride still tries to sneak in. We might admit everything about that is true, but it tries to come in a different way. Because think about who Paul first wrote this letter to. He first was writing to the Jews, those who thought that they were God's people by default, those who thought that they were totally different from other men and that God was going to treat them differently because of it. You see something similar happen if you are born into a Christian family. And when you have Christian ancestors as far back as you can trace, that too can lead to a similar kind of pride. There's a temptation to think that just because I've grown up in the church, that I am automatically part of the kingdom of God. There's a temptation to think that God loves me by default, that because I grew up in the church, everything I do is already pleasing, that God simply loves me as a matter of fact. Of course he loves me. Of course he made me a Christian. How could it be any other way? But God didn't owe me anything. Even if I was born into a Christian family, I am only a Christian by his grace. This is why Paul says in verse 29, "Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also." God is not the God of only one group of people. Even if God had chosen the Jews at first, that did not mean that they were the only ones that he loved and that he didn't care about anybody else. God is also God of the Gentiles. God is God over all people. So why boast in yourself? It'd be kind of like boasting that you are an American to other Americans. What do you have that they don't? Or boasting that you are a Christian to other Christians. You're no different than they are. And Christians, even if the Jew could say that he was different, even if he could say that God had chosen Israel in the Old Testament for himself, that was still not a reason for boasting. Being set apart in that way was not a reason to be puffed up with pride. It should have made him a light to others, a beacon calling others to come back to God, and not a reason to laugh at those who are stumbling around in the dark. It should have made him to be one who doesn't give thanks that he's not like other men, but rather one who prays that God would also show them mercy. Because in the end, Christians, everyone comes to God in the same way. As Paul says in verse 30, "Since God is one, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith?" There's only one God. There's not one God for the Jews and another God for everybody else. And God doesn't act in one way for the Jews and in a different way for everyone else. God's not going to give me a pass just because I was born into a Christian family and show his mercy out there to those who actually need it. All are justified by faith. All are saved only through Jesus Christ. Not by our works, no matter how great they may be. Not by our goodness, which will never be good enough. But only we are saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, who justifies the ungodly. Why then would we boast in ourselves? God doesn't play favorites. We are saved, all of us, through faith in him alone. But pride still has one more trick up its sleeve. It asks, well, if all of this doesn't count for anything, then what's the point? Why should I do anything if what I am doing for God doesn't make any difference? Why should I strive to do what God commands if it doesn't count? Pride will lead us to refuse to do anything in which we can't boast in. It will lead us to refuse to lower ourselves unless we see the reward. It's like somebody who's ambitious, Christian, someone who's trying to do whatever it takes to get to the top. They will even degrade themselves as long as they can see that it's going to make a difference in the end. But ask them to do something that's not going to help, and they'll refuse to do it. Or they will even ignore those who they feel can't benefit them in some way. Pride can lead us to treat God's law in the same way, to think that it's not worth the effort if there is no reward. Paul says in verse 31, "Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law." Being saved by faith does not make the law pointless, Christians. It doesn't eliminate it. It simply changes our relationship to it. Take pride out of the equation, and now we will see the law differently. Because as long as pride is still there, as long as pride is still lurking in our soul, we will always treat the law as something, as a means of making God love me. We will treat God's law as a means of proving my worthiness, as if I can show how good of a Christian I actually am by what I gave up for Lent. Pride leads me to abuse the law. Pride leads me to do the bare minimum for God. Pride leads me to treat His will as a burden and a chore. But take that pride away, and everything changes. And now I do these things that God wants me to do, not because I must do it, but because I love God. And when you take pride away, gratitude will take its place. Now I want to do these things because of my love towards God. Just like love can lead us to do things that we wouldn't normally do for the sake of those whom we love. So love in the same way moves me to keep God's will, not for my own sake, but for His. Without pride, God's law becomes my delight. Without pride, it becomes something that I want to do, because God has first loved me in Jesus Christ, His Son. Therefore, Christians, let us not boast in ourselves. There's nothing in us worth boasting about. But if we boast, let us boast in God, because He has made us righteous by His grace. God has made the unworthy to be worthy through Jesus Christ, His Son. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who justifies the ungodly through Jesus Christ, Your Son, forgive us our sins and drive out all pride from our hearts, so that we may serve You in willing obedience, both now and in eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.